我们一起来看这段经文。
我们一起来读。
耶稣进了耶利哥，正经过的时候，有一个人名叫撒该，做税吏长，是个财主。他要看看耶稣是怎样的人。只因人多，他的身量又矮，所以不得看见，就跑到前头，爬上桑树，要看耶稣，因为耶稣必从那里经过。耶稣到了那里，抬头一看，对他说：“撒该，快下来，今天我必住在你家里。”他就急忙下来，欢欢喜喜地接待耶稣。众人看见，都膝下议论说：“他竟到罪人家里去住宿。”撒该站着对主说：“主啊，我把所有的一半给穷人，我若讹诈了谁，就还他四倍。”耶稣说：“今天的救恩到了这家，因为他也是亚伯拉罕的子孙。人子来，为要寻找拯救世上的人。”耶稣又对他们说：“愿你们平安，父怎样差遣了我，我也照样差遣你们。”我们读经读到这里。
喂，读经读到历史
啊，我们本来今天呢是有一位讲员是麦明康牧师，
本来今天是有个讲员叫麦明康的牧师，
可是呢他突然间有这个 COVID-19，
他可惜突然间有这个 COVID
啊，所以他不能来，
所以他来不到
啊，所以呢我们在很短的时间呢请了我们的好朋友，
所以在很短时间之内我们请了我们的好朋友
Pastor Bob，
Bob 牧师
啊，所以他可以来帮我们来正道，
他可以来帮我们正道
啊，所以我们很感谢他，
我们非常之感谢他。
So we would like to thank our guest speaker Pastor Bob for such a short notice. Yeah, because you know we already had a we originally invited a guest speaker from who is a missionary in Taiwan, but then because he got COVID-19, he could not come. So in such a short notice, we asked Pastor Bob, our good friends, to come to preach for us. So we'd like to thank you. So Pastor Bob.
Well, good morning.
大家早上好。
It's nice to know that I'm the backup for today.
能够作为后辈的牧师实在是一个美好的事情。
I will try to live up to the standards of the original speaker.
我会尝试提升到自己到原来的讲员的水准。
Well, I thank Pastor Wong for the opportunity to share this pulpit. I take thisjob seriously, and also a blessing that I can share from God's word. And as I preach today, I'm preaching to myself as well as to you today.
我感谢黄牧师给我机会这样子来跟我站在讲台跟大家分享神的信息。今天的信息不单是对大家，也是对我自己。
I first want to give you a brief ministry update about me and my family and Waves Campus Ministries.
我首先想跟大家分享一下 WAVE 这个事工的最新的情况。
This is our 31st year in ministry here in Miami.
今年已经在迈阿密已经是31年了。
Ministering to the college students on the campuses of Miami-Dade College.
在 Miami-Dade College 这个大学里面做那个学生的事工。
I'll give you a brief family update. There's the picture of my wife and I, our three daughters, and our somewhat...New son-in-law, Zach.
然后跟大家分享一下我的家庭状况。我有太太，还有三个女儿，还有一个婆新的一个女婿。
I have to say that my daughter on the end, Haley and Zach, they've been married about a year.
我的小女儿 Haley 跟那个 Zach 刚结婚一年。
And before they got married, in their dating relationship, courting relationship, whatever, I was so impressed with Zach.That I would have to tell Haley from time to time, now Haley, if it doesn't work out between you and Zach, we have another sister who can step up.
我跟我的女儿说，我说他们在谈恋爱的当中时候，我对这个未来的女婿的表现非常的满意，所以我经常提醒我的女儿 Haley， 我说 女儿啊，如果你真的觉得跟他不适合的话，我还有其他女儿可以代替你的。
So, starting with the youngest and working up, Haley is our youngest. She is now 20, man, this is embarrassing, 25, and she's been married a year. She just graduated a year ago, and she, from her, with her master's degree, and she is a licensed mental health counselor in Orlando.
我们的女儿是从最年轻的开始嫁出去，她今年25岁啊，跟她的先生刚结婚一年多，然后呢，她现在是我的女儿25岁，是一个有牌照的这个精神上的治疗师，现在在 Orlando 工作。
Molly, our middle child and also our tallest, is 3 years older than Haley, so that would make her 28, and she just completed her master's in infectious diseases.She is a pediatric ICU charge nurse in the Orlando area and will be starting, I believe we're looking at January, she's going to be leaving the U.S., joining a ministry called Mercy Ships, which goes into various places that don't have health care. They bring their big ship in and people come from various villages and towns, come on the ship and receive health care in the name of Jesus Christ.
我的中间的女儿这个她已经是28岁了，她也是在这个传染病学上面得到硕士，她在 Orlando 的一家医院工作，明年年初可能会参加，她已经会参加这个 Mercy Ministry, 就是一艘船，她把那些的志愿人士带到偏远的地方，然后来为那些还没有得到医疗服务的人来治病。
And she's going to be going to Senegal over in Africa. I'm not sure where that is, but it must be near water because the boat comes up to the water.
她可能明年会到这个南非的一个海岸，因为是船要能够停在那里，所以她明年会动身。
Be praying for her as she takes that trip. For at least 2 years, I think she'll be gone. And our oldest is Kelsey. She's the shortest. She's the only one in my family that I'm taller than. Praise God.And Kelsey is working on her doctorate in animal behavior, of all things, here in Miami, joining with a college over in the UK, and working through Zoo Miami.
我的大女儿呢是比较矮的，然后是唯一一个女儿我比她们还要高的，是值得庆幸的一件事情。她接下来是一个博士学生，是在动物学上面跟Miami的动物园合作。
You can be praying for Kelsey. She had a spot of cancer on her nose, and just this last week they had surgery on it, and it's the type of surgery where they take off a little bit, put it under a microscope, see if they got all the cancer, and keep doing it. And they had to do quite a bit of surgery. They had to take cartilage from her ear and a skin graft from her cheek to kind of put it all together. Praise God, when I first, she was telling me all the stuff that happened, I was thinking that it would look very bad, but she took off the bandage, it actually looked pretty good, but she does have a line of stitches that goes across here, and also in her ear, so pray for recovery, and that things would heal up back with Kelsey and that.
请大家我为我大女儿 Kelsey 来祷告，因为她的鼻子上面有一个癌细胞，有个癌的症状，所以呢，他们需要用她的一些其他的皮肤组织像那个耳朵的软骨，还有下面那个下巴的那个一些组织来代替来缝补。所以，但是呢，他有一条那个疤痕在他的脸上，所以请大家为他来继续祷告。
And when we first moved to Miami from New Jersey, Kelsey was just 1 year old. Now she's 31, almost 32. And Sheila, my faithful companion and wife in just joining in ministry.Works with us in doing all the financial things and keeping us in straight with the government and everything, but she also is now she's an assistant principal at Florida Christian School.
我的太太我们刚从 New Jersey 搬下来的时候Kelsey 是只有一岁，现在很难想象她已经是快要32岁的了。我的太太 Sheila 是一个非常忠实跟我非常好的友伴。他在帮助我很多，特别是在掌管这个跟政府方面的要确定所有的条例都符合，而且他现在也是在做这个教育的工作，在Christian School 里面做校长。
And as I mentioned, this is our 31st year in ministry, sharing Jesus with college students at Miami-Dade College. For the first 29 years, we were able to be on campus every day and share Jesus Christ one-on-one with young people. Since COVID, we've pretty much been doing everything remotely.
在过去的29年里面29年当中呢，我们就每一天都可以在校园里面跟学生来接触来沟通，但是可是呢两年前的那个疫情开始以后，我们全部都不能够这样做了。
But praise God, this fall we've been able to go back on the college campuses and share Jesus Christ with young people who need to hear the gospel. And as you look at the pictures there, you see me and some of our volunteers and staff sharing their faith on the campuses.
感谢神呢，今年的秋天开始我们可以又再回到校园里面了，然后你会看到我们的一些的志愿工来跟我们呢一起协助，一起来跟学生传福音。
And we praise God for the new students we're able to talk to, but also for the relationships that we're able to continue to build with people like Dee, the security sergeant there in the car, as well as custodial people, maintenance people, and professors and administrators being back on campus.
我们感谢神可以有跟新的学生建立一些的关系，但是同时间也可以跟原来的一些的员工啊，这个校园里面的清洁工啊，警察啊，的教授啊等等维持这个关系。
So today's topic is hound dogs for Jesus, search and rescue.
今天的主题呢就是猎犬为耶稣去寻找去拯救。
Let's pray. Father, we do thank you for your word. We thank you that it is true and alive and powerful. And we pray that we wouldn't just hear your word today, but we'd look to see how we can put these things into practice this week. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Search and rescue. Well, this month is missions month, and I'm excited to be here as a missionary, but also to look to encourage you in the faith as how we all can work together to reach this world for Jesus Christ.
这个月是教会的这个宣道月，我很高兴能够成为一个宣教士，也能够在这里跟大家分享如何去这个做一个鼓励大家的工作。
All right, now I need you to help me with this, okay? I'm going to ask who likes cats better than dogs, and who likes dogs better than cats. And if you like them both the same, you can raise your hand both times. Okay, so who here likes cats better than dogs?
我想问大家，有谁喜欢狗多过猫的，请你举手。
Cat first.
Okay, 能够喜欢猫多一点的。
See the hands, all the way up. If you like it, don't be embarrassed. It's okay, raise it high. Okay, there we go, a few cat people.Okay, how many like dogs better than cats?
有喜欢狗的，请你举手。
Oh, my heart. We are brothers and sisters in Jesus. I can see that right now. And in animals.
我们是爱护动物的人，我们爱狗。
I was kind of a cat person, and then I got dogs, and now I'm a dog person.
我本来是开始是喜欢猫的，但是呢，后来养了狗以后，我就喜欢狗多一点。
I have my dogs up here. I have Tiger up there with me.
我的狗叫 Tiger, 他跟我一起在合照。
You may not be able to tell, but Tiger's got a medal around his neck. Go ahead.
你可能看不到那个我的狗 Tiger, 他的脖子上挂了一个牌。
He won what was called a K9 5K, so dog 3-mile race for dogs. He won that race, me and Tiger together.
因为呢 我的狗他赢了这个 K9 这个狗的3英里的比赛。我跟他一起跑的。
So I'm proud of Tiger. I'd be proud of him even if he didn't win the race. But I'm proud of him. And also, there are my two dogs up there, Tiger and Fiona, with the cross-country team that I coach.
我可以非常的荣幸，然后呢，我的狗可以拿到，虽然我没有拿到奖牌。然后另外一个照片是我另外一只狗 Fiona 跟那一些那个这个远距离的跑步的一些的合照。
And I really like my dogs, and I like other people to meet my dogs because my dogs are somewhat obedient.
我喜欢我的狗，然后我也喜欢人家来跟我的狗一起来一见面，因为我的狗是非常顺服的。
Now they have their times where my wife refers to the dogs as my dogs, because they're in trouble. But for the most part, they're obedient and like people, so I like them to be around other people so they can tell me how great my dogs are.
我的狗开始的时候是给我太太造成一些麻烦，但是整体上它是还是一个非常不错的狗，我很喜欢它跟人家有相见，因为人家会跟他讲说你是有 一条很顺服的狗。
So as I am a human and like my dogs and my dogs like me and I'm proud of my dogs because they're obedient, I think that the same is true with us in God, that God wants obedience from his people. And many times he looks out and he goes like,Pastor Wong, oh, he's such a great Christian. He's so obedient, you know, and he looks out at different people and says, they're so obedient. And then he looks at Pastor Bob and he goes, Pastor Bob, we're still working on Pastor Bob. But that God would like look at us as his obedient children, just as we would look out on an obedient dog.
我们跟狗的关系好像就是我们很喜欢它能够顺服我们，就好像我们跟神的关系一样，神也是喜欢他有一个顺服的子民。比如说他看到黄牧师，他说黄牧师一个非常好的牧师啊，然后看到 Pastor Bob， 我们还需要更多的工作在他身上。
So as we look at hound dogs for Jesus search and rescue, we're going to be looking at Luke chapter 19 the verses 1 through 10. Now I know Pastor WongRead verses 1 through 10, so I'm going to kind of skip over that and go right to verse 10.
今天的经文是在路加福音的第一章19章1到10节，然后刚才因为牧师已经读过了，所以我就跳过去，我们直接看第10节。
So most of us as believers have heard of the story of Zacchaeus. Zacchaeus was a sinner, a sinful man. He was a tax collector, and he could easilyrequire the people to pay way more than what they should have paid for taxes, and he was looked upon poorly by his fellow man.
这个故事里面的一个主人翁是撒该，他是一个税吏长，然后他可能是一个这个罪人，因为他收的税比别人多，可能就是也不照顾他的同胞。
And Jesus meets Zacchaeus on his way to Jericho as he enters Jericho.And he basically tells the people, hey, Zacchaeus, I'm going to go to your house tonight.
他耶稣在去耶利哥的路上呢、碰上了这个撒该，然后他抬头看到树上的撒该，对他讲，今天晚上我要住宿你家。
And the people and the religious leaders were like, this is an insult. Why would he go eat with such a chief sinner?
但是那些其他的人看见的就说，为什么耶稣要找一个这样子的罪人去跟他吃喝呢？
So Jesus states his purpose. He says, for the Son of Man, meaning Jesus, for the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost.
耶稣就说，人子来，为要寻找拯救世上的人。
So Jesus tells the people that his purpose is to seek and to save that which was lost.
所以耶稣来，他要跟人家讲，他的目的是要不要寻找拯救世上的人。
Now, obviously, that's talking about spiritually saved. But when I think about Jesus saying that the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost, I think about dogs.
耶稣来，他讲这句话，当然是讲到属灵上面的事情。但是让我也想到了，就是跟狗有关系的。
I think about a certain dog that I would just name hound dog.A hound dog type of dog is its job is to seek and to save the lost.
我特别讲这种的猎犬，它的是一种狗，它的目的就是要来寻找跟拯救。
When they had the Surfside building collapse, dogs went in to see if they could find any survivors. When there's earthquakes, floods, these dogs go out.To see if they can rescue somebody. If somebody's caught in an avalanche, there's dogs that go in to try to find people who they can save.
在我们、最近的那个 North Miami Beach, Northport 那里呢，那个大楼倒塌了，这个猎犬呢，他们就出动了去找那些还有生存的人。如果是雪崩的时候，他也去寻找那些被埋的人。那个有地震的时候，他也是 出动去寻找拯救那些被埋的人。
And Jesus said, the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost. Jesus was basically saying that anything needs to be done to go out and seek and to save the lost. Just like good trained hound dogs, they would go out to seek and to save those that were lost.
所以耶稣讲说他来是要寻找而拯救那些世上的人，就像是猎犬要出动去找跟拯救那些世上的人一样。
I want to tell you a quick story about a man by the name of Roy Nelson.
我想跟大家分享一个故事，叫一个有个人叫 Roy Mansion 一个人。
Roy Nelson owned the Melting Pots restaurants. He started that restaurant, the Melting Pot.
他这个 Nelson 这个人呢，他拥有一个那个餐馆连锁餐馆叫做 Melting Pot.
And he was a solid Christian man. He sold the Melting Pot restaurants.And what he did with some of that money, I guess, is he started a retreat center in Alabama, but he also trained rescue dogs.
他Nelson 这个人呢，他是一个非常好的基督徒。他把这个餐馆卖掉以后，他拿了一些钱，在那个 Alabama 那里呢，设立了一个退休中心，而且在那里训练那个猎犬。
And I went to speak.At his retreat center for a week a while back, and it was very cold. It was in March. The weather was below 32 degrees. Everything was frozen, and I was asked to come speak at this retreat center.
这个我曾经被邀请，在很久以前被邀请到这个退休的中心，然后来做一个讲员。那个时候三月份的时候，非常非常的冷，然后我有机会来参观。
And I arrived late at night. Everybody was asleep already in their cabins. I was shown where my cabin would be. It was a cabin probably about twice the size of this platform. It had a heater at one end with some bathrooms, a door over here, and it had bunk beds about three high all around the room. And I was going in to share. I think I climbed up on the third bunk, and there were students and some other staff in this big room with me.
我那一天晚上很晚才到达，然后呢，我到达了以后呢，他们把我领进一间大的那个木房里面，那个用木头做的房子里面，然后那个是非常大的一个房子，比这个讲台还要大，然后有三层的这种的这个床架，让我就爬上第三层。
And I was just settling into my bunk, you know, getting a sleeping bag on so I'd stay nice and warm, and I put a cap to protect my head.From getting wind burned, I guess. Anyway, freezer burn. I climbed up there, and just getting warm, and I kind of sensed the front door opening and a big rush of wind coming in. And then I kind of heard dogs walking on the floor, like their nails, clip, 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 clip. And then I kind of got the dog smell, you know, kind of just like half asleep, you know, and I look down, and I see the dogs are these five big hound dogs are kind of huddled.By the heater in the cabin.
然后当我正在就是把自己整顿好了以后，就把那一些厚衣服啊盖起来，把头也盖起来以后呢，我就突然间感受到一阵风，冷风吹进来，然后呢就看到五只的狗就这样子走进来，然后这样在那个房间地板上产生声音。后来那么这五条狗呢就围在这个火炉旁边，让他们自己能够舒服。
That was good. I liked it.On the dog nail. That's good. I like that. So anyway, I was thinking, this is a good thing. Someone there must have known the dogs were outside and let them in and be warm at night. Don't let the dogs freeze. And so I thought it was a good thing. Well, the next morning I get up, I go to the dining hall there and I eat my breakfast and I come outside and I see some of the students that I was speaking to, college age kind of students for the week. They had their paper plates there and they were shoveling.Feeding the dogs some of the scrambled eggs from their plate.
然后我就想说，可能是一个好心人，让那些狗在晚上很冷的时候就让他们进来休息。但是第二天早上我在吃早餐的时候跟他们见面，在那个餐馆里面看到有一些学生就在用他们的食物来喂狗。
And so I thought that was a good thing too. But then later on in the day, our first day at the camp, it was a Monday afternoon. Roy Nelson sat everybody down.
那我觉得喂狗也是个好的事情嘛，对不对？后来呢，礼拜一的下午，那个 Roy Nelson 他就把所有人集中在一起。
And he says, I really appreciate you being at my retreat center. However, I have hound dogs here, as you know, and they're bred and trained to be hound dogs, to seek and to save the lost.
他对大家说，我很感谢你们能够来抽时间来这里参加那个同修会，而也感谢你们对是对那个狗非常有爱心来喂它，但是他们的狗，这些狗他们是被喂养，是要做这个去寻找跟拯救的，请你们不要这样喂它。
And I know that you're well-intentioned. You mean well. But listen, don't let the dogs inside. They're used to being outside. We have a place for them where they can all huddle around. We've got hay set up and everything. They're used to sleeping outside. They're just fine outside. But if you let them inside, they're more than happy to come inside. And don't feed them the stuff that you're eating. They're more than happy to eat the scrambled eggs, but they have special food. We feed them a special diet because we want them to be ready. We want them to have their senses sharp. We don't want them to become fat and lazy and all this kind of stuff. So don't bring the dogs in and don't feed the dogs.
他说，我非常感谢你们对那些狗非常有爱心，想让他们进来或者是喂他们食物，但是呢这些狗的在外面，它有他们自己的住的地方，他们也习惯了在外面很冷的时候在外面。那至于喂的时候，也不要有他们自己的食物，因为我们要保持让他们能够很健康，而且很敏锐来去拯救。所以呢，请你们不要去把他们带进来，也不要让他们吃你们的食物。
You see, he was concerned that his dogs would not be good for what they were bred for and their purpose.He was concerned that they'd either become little, kind of like little yappy dogs, complaining and not wanting to do anything and always wanting them to be the center, or big, fat, lazy dogs, not willing to get out, just laying inside, eating everything. Some of you may have big, fat dogs. I don't know. Okay.
因为这个弟兄呢，他是非常的担心说，因为他的狗如果被很好的对待的话，他变成了这些狗变成了不能够发挥他们的正常的工作。
So with that in mind, I'd like to talk about our purpose. Now Jesus said, the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost. All right. Now at the end of John, right before Jesus ascends up into heaven, he says to his disciples, "As the Father has sent me, I also send you."
耶稣讲过，他就说他来就为了寻找跟世上的人，在这个约翰福音的最后的时候，在耶稣升天以前，他曾经也对门徒说，他说父怎样差遣了我，我也怎样差遣你们。
So in a way, we're called to be hound dogs for Jesus because our purpose is to seek and to save the lost.
那在这个方面，我们其实也是跟那个一样的，我们是为了基督做他的那个猎犬。
Now there are many good things that we can do: provide for our families, be good in the community, have a good job, have a house. All those things are good.
我们能够在社区里面有个好的工作，有好的家庭，都是一个很好的事情。
But some things we can get so caught up in the good things.And miss the best thing, which is to be a hound dog for Jesus, to seek and to save the lost.
但是呢，我们可能没有办法有这个时间精神去注意到最好的那个，就是为耶稣做这个猎犬，去寻找跟拯救灵魂。
And if we're not careful, we can have one of two problems as believers.
如果我们不小心的话，我们可以会变成两个很大的问题。
Okay. Number one, we can become little yappy dogs.
第一，我们会变成一个就是一直在讲话吵的那种人。
Where's Nightingale? Is she here? She was at the first service. I think I offended her because she is a little yappy dog.
我今天早上跟 Nightingale 在讲话的时候，他就是为了这一点来跟我辩论，因为他的狗是会经常在吵的那种小狗。
Now there's nothing wrong with little dogs. They're just not really.Good for anything. Now, I know, don't get upset. If you have a little yappy dog, it is good. It's nice to, you know, have someone you can kind of like do things for. Like when the dog yaps, yap, yap, yap. What do people go, what can I do? What do you need, Fluffy, and all this kind of stuff? It's okay if you have a little yappy dog.
But I'm sorry, carry on. 因为你可以跟他有很好的沟通，有很好的事情，但是呢，他并不能够带为你发挥很大的作用。
And just to demonstrate about little yappy dogs, little yappy dogs typically can't swim, right? They put life jackets on a little yappy dog, right?
那个小狗呢？你看它不能够游泳，它要穿上救生衣。
And you don't put a life jacket on a big dog.
你对一只大狗，你不会给它穿那个救生衣的吧？
Why? Because by definition, a dog swims.
因为狗按照定义，狗是会游泳的嘛。
If your dog can't swim, it probably isn't a dog.
如果你的狗不会游泳的话，它可能就不是一只狗。
Now I say that in jest because I actually have two dogs, Tiger and Fiona. Tiger is like, he's got some lab in him, and when he swims, he planes out like that. And I used to take him to the dog park where there was a lake, and people would say, I'd throw a ball in, and people would go, wow.Your dog really swims fast. And I'd be like, yeah, that's my dog. He swims fast because he's a dog.
我有两条狗，我常常会带 Tiger 出去。它是一个很好动的狗。有时候我把那个东西丢到那个里面一个小湖里面，它也会很就是尽力的会去游。人家会跟我说，哇，你的狗很好啊，很。我就说是啊，它就是一条狗啊。
But then we got Fiona a couple years later to kind of be friends with Tiger, like have somebody at home, and.I took Fiona to the dog park with Tiger.
And, 几年以后我们就开始养了另外一条狗、Fiona, 就是为了要让它跟那个 Tiger 有个作伴。
So I threw a ball in way out for Tiger in this lake, and he goes shooting off after it. And Fiona starts to follow Tiger. Now Tiger's swimming like this, Fiona's swimming like this. Okay?
然后呢，我带两只狗到公园里面去，我把一个球丢到那个湖里面，那个 Tiger 它就会，很快的就跑出去，那 Fiona 呢就会很慢吞吞的这样子来跟跟着它。
She was really struggling, but as she was going out, I'm thinking, well, when Tiger comes back, she'll come back and it won't be any problem. So Tiger goes back, Fiona's struggling, Tiger passes Fiona, and Fiona just kind of is like this, and she turns around and just kind of looks at me.With this panic look on her face.
两条狗的反应非常的不同，然后那个 Tiger 就很快的就回来了，但是那个 Fiona 呢，就是一直在水里面挣扎，然后她就这样子，然后挣扎的看着我，然后看我怎么办。
So needless to say, I lost my cell phone but saved my dog. So not all dogs can swim, as I found out, but for the most part, dogs swim.
结果呢，我就丢了我的手机，然后把狗救回来了。所以我的结论是，并不是所有的狗都会游泳的。
So I had to rescue my rescue dog.
我还甚至要去救我的 小狗 Fiona。
So there are dogs that, if typically if your dog has a life jacket, it's not really a dog. It's not good for anything. Or if your dog needs a coat or a sweater. All right. I don't know if you know this, but dogs already have coats. They don't need another coat.God gives him a coat. Don't put a coat on your dog unless it's not really a dog. They need a sweater.
所以狗呢，它你那个有救生衣的狗，或者是会穿毛衣的狗，其实上帝已经给狗了一层的毛，它不需要再另外一件的外套。所以
，Or if your dog needs to be put in a stroller, that's not a dog. That's a little yappy dog. That's I don't know what that is, but that's not a real dog.Or if your dog needs stairs to climb up on something,
或者是
not a dog.
所以如果是一只会坐小推车的狗，或者是要需要那种就是小阶梯上去的话，那些狗都不是狗。
And it says in the stairs it says to does how would it say it says.Oh, it basically says, it helps pets climb up on furniture otherwise difficult for them to reach. I don't think you want the dogs on the furniture, right?
所以他那个广告说那个小阶梯呢是帮助狗可以爬上那个家饰的。但是你想想看你岂不是不想让狗在家饰上面吗？
So Mr. Nelson didn't want his dogs to be like those little yappy dogs, but he also didn't want his dogs...to be fat and lazy dogs.
我们的那个Nelson 弟兄，他不希望他的狗猎犬变成是一个无用的小狗，也不希望他成为一个那个肥胖的狗。
A friend of mine had a dog she rescued, and it was a 40-pound dog.
我有个朋友，他拯救了一只狗，回来的时候呢是40磅。
And it probably could have put on about 10 pounds. So when the dog got up to 50 pounds, I'm like, your dog's looking pretty good.
他增长了10磅了以后，我跟他讲说，你的狗看起来很好哦。
Within a very short time, the dog became a 60-pound dog and then a 70-pound dog.
但是在很短的时间里面，那狗又增加了10磅，又增加了另外20磅，变成。
Why? Because of overfeeding and lack of exercise.
为什么呢？因为那个狗主呢，这个吃太多，而且少运动。
So little yappy dogs and fat dogs typically aren't really as valuable or as worth as much.As hound dogs, because hound dogs have a purpose.
一个会争吵的吵吵闹闹的小狗，或者是一个肥胖的懒惰的狗，没有办法达到他们的用途，就像一个猎犬那样子。
Well, why do I talk about dogs? Well, because our purpose is to seek and to save the lost. Jesus told us, as believers, our job is to seek and to save the lost.
为什么我要讲狗呢？因为耶稣跟我们讲，我们的目的就是要去寻找跟拯救世上的灵魂。
But if we're not careful, we can become like those little yappy dogs.
如果我们不小心的话，我们可能会变成那种吵闹的小狗。
I'm not going to bring Pastor Wong up and ask him some of the ways that maybe some of you in the congregation have become little yappy dogs. But as you can imagine, pastors and church leaders have to.Like handle a lot of things that are just kind of out there. Like it's too hot in here, it's too cold in here. Why don't we have more organ music? Why don't we have less organ music? Why don't we have worship? Why don't we have this? How come we have to do this? How come we have to do that? And if we're not careful, we as brothers and sisters in Christ can be like those little yappy dogs because we're always inside.We're never getting out, and we look for things that can make our lives more comfortable or how we like to have things. And the pastor and church leaders many times are like, yes, yes, Brother Bob, what's the problem now, Brother Bob? And spend all his time and trying to figure out how we can get Brother Bob's situation taken care of rather than doing the work of the pastor.So if we're not careful, we can become those little yappy dogs.
Okay, 那我们的教会的可能领袖可能会做，常常要做这样的事情，就是要来满足每一个人的他的要求。然后这个冷气够不够冷啊？或者是不是太热啊？怎么样会让你觉得更舒服？而是没有我们弟兄姐妹们没有去就是只是把眼光看到内在，而没有把眼光往外看。
Or we can become fat.Lazy dogs. What I mean by fat lazy dogs is that we eat too much and don't get much exercise.
或者我们可以另外一个问题就变成了非常的肥胖跟懒惰，我们吃了太多，过少的运动。
And when I talk about eat too much, I'm not talking about Sunday lunch.
我讲的不是说我们星期天吃太多的午饭。
But what I'm talking about is many times we come to church to get fed.
很多时候我们来到教会，我们是要寻找是被喂养。
To get fed spiritually.
在灵性上被喂养。
But if we're just coming to church, if our mission here to come to church and just get fed, we're missing the point.
但是如果我们的目的只是来到这里得到喂养，我们就完全走丢了这个大目标。
In fact, some people move from one church to another church because they'll, and you ask why, and they said, I just wasn't being...Fed at that church.
你会看到有的人会常常从一个教会又跳到另外一个教会，或者再跳到另外一个教会。你常问他们为什么，他们会跟你讲说，我在这个教会里面没有得到喂养。
And I'm sorry, but you know what? We can feed ourselves, right? We can open up the Bible, we can pray and feed ourselves. We do not have to be spoon-fed week to week to week.
我们其实可以自己喂养自己，对不对？你可以打开圣经，你可以在圣经里面得到喂养。我们不需要每个礼拜用汤匙这样子来喂你。
Yes, we can be fed at church. We come to church, though. Why? So we can go into all the world.
我们来教会的目的是什么？我们能够在这里得到喂养，然后呢，出去，去进入到世界里面。
So let's not lose sight of what our purpose is. Our purpose is to seek and to save the lost, working together with Jesus Christ and through the power of the Holy Spirit.
所以我们不要丢了这个大原则、大方向，就我们这目的就是要来这里得到喂养，然后出去寻找跟拯救世上的灵魂。
So let's talk about how. Oops. Oh, I'm missing a slide. Okay. I have a slide here. Okay. Anyway, there's three points I want to finish with real quick, and that's how to be a better hound dog. Number one, pray.
我有三点，就是我们要怎么样能够做一个很好敏锐的这个猎犬。第一，我们就是要祷告。
There's so many things we can pray for. We can pray for the lost. We can pray for our neighbors. We can pray that God gives us courage to share our faith. We can pray that God gives us the word to share, the words to share our faith. We can pray that God would give us the eyes to see people as He sees people.
我们可以很多事情来祷告，我们可以为我们的属灵的来祷告，我们可以祷告神给我们有这个他的话语，祷告神让我们能看见别人的需要。
Everybody can pray.
每一个人都可以祷告。
We can give. Number two, there they are. Okay, we can give. Thank you, guys. We can give.
第二，我们可以贡献，我们可以付出。
There are so many things that we can invest in.
太多事情我们可以在这个世界上来投资的。
But the biggest investment we can make is in God's kingdom.
但是我们可以做最大最好的投资，就是在神的国里面。
Giving to the church.
给贡献给神，给神，给教会。
So it can minister to many people, giving to the church so it can give to missionaries like me. That's a kind of a selfish thing there, but yeah.
给呢，你贡你呢奉献给教会了以后呢，教会可以去资助很多很多的宣教士。
And maybe even give to other ministries as God puts them on your heart, like Mercy Ministries, where my daughter's going. You know, God puts a cause in your heart, go for it.
或者是那个很多神把这些的组织这些的事工放在你的心上，你都可以为这些事工来去奉献。
I want to tell you, you cannot outgive God. There's no way. Sometimes you may think, well, I'm giving this percent, I'm giving this. I want to encourage you, try God. Say, God, I'm going to try to outgive you.And give more. Give more of a percentage every year or more of an amount every year to the church. And challenge God. God, your word says that I can't outgive you. I'm going to try. And God will bless you through that.
你可以来，你永远不能够比神给你的更多。你可以来做这样子的一个挑战。你没向神挑战，每年你就是奉献，然后逐年的增加挣一点，挣一点。你说神啊，我能够来希望能够挑战神，看神怎么样来发挥他的作用。
Because you may not be able to go to the campuses like Pastor Bob, you may not be able to go to Taiwan to minister like other missionaries do. You may not be able to go, but God has us all be a partner in this process, and many times we can give. And point number three is go.
你也许没有办法像我这样子能够去那个福音传给那个校园里面，或者你也没有办法去台湾去传福音给他，但是你可以借着教会，借着这些宣教士来这样子传达。然后第三点呢，就是你要出去。
As you are going about your day-to-day life,
当你每天都在进行运作你的正常工作的时候，
Think about the ways that God can use you to be a missionary, whether it's at your work, your school, your home, your neighbor, a social event. How does God want to use you to go, to be that hound dog for Him?
你当你在进行每天的工作和生活的时候，你可以想想看，我怎么可以在这个社区里面怎么样可以在我的家庭里面，怎么样可以在我的工作场所里面去为神做猎犬，然后去寻找。
So as we close in prayer, and as we have our song of invitation, I want to encourage you just to spend some time with you and God and reflect on how you could be a better hound dog for him in November, December, and through 2022.
我们即将要结束了，然后祷告，然后在这个段时间里面，你可以想想看，接下来的11月份、12月份，甚至是明年整年，我可以怎么样为神做一个猎犬。
It's exciting to be a hound dog, to go out into the field seeking and saving those who were lost, rather than just being that little yappy dog or that fat, lazy dog. Let's pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Father, we thank you for this time, that you have encouraged me and challenged me, Lord, to be that better hound dog for you. And I thank you for everybody here who's heard this message. I thank you for this opportunity to share. And Lord, we pray that, that people would overlook the messenger and look at the message that came from you. And we pray that you would challenge us as we pray, as we're at home this week. Speak to us, Lord, is how we can be a better representative and a better hound dog for you. In Jesus' name, amen.